I was always fascinated with law.
Mommy, so you didn't have, your son didn't have a problem calling your first name or calling you at all when he was growing up.
Right now.
He said, Mommy, does he still call you Mommy?
Mommy. Yes, Mom. Mommy.
Mommy, this is the first time I've talked to a mommy in Japan. Uh-huh. Mamiko, I've had that before.
Mamiko.
But I've never had mommy. But she's always just been mommy all the way
through. Yeah, mommy, mume, mo, mommy.
I forgot. Now, maybe I didn't do it, but did I thank your husband for coming here this morning? I probably didn't. I just started talking to him. So both of us were not on our game.
You can do the first
I'm sorry,
part.
Not on my game. This is what happens to me whenever I have a husband and wife sometimes. I forget about the other thing. I'm looking there in the camera. Sometimes I look at my camera to talk to the audience. I'm doing it. That's happened sometimes. But I want to thank you for being here this morning,
Mommy.
And taking this time, because it's early in the morning. We get up to come here. Are we going to eat afterwards? Will you have breakfast with me afterwards?
Sure. But we wake up at 4:30, so this isn't.
This is so big. All right. Are you on the same diet too? You eat white rice and you have what you want when you want to.
I eat what I want.
Okay. All
right. I like it.
So let's start off with, where were you born, Mommy?
Okay, I was born in Tokyo.
Okay.
Yes, both my parents are from Tokyo, so born and raised here.
Are they doing well now?
Yes. My mother's 79. She lives in central Tokyo.
Right.
And my father passed away in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 64, so young.
Oh, that is young.
Yeah.
Are you the only child?
I have a sister, older sister.
How many years difference?
3 years apart.
Are you guys pretty close?
Yes, we keep a respectful distance, but.
So you grew up, she was tired of you getting in her stuff when you were growing up, right?
Oh yeah, we were very different, so.
Really?
But we get along.
So in what way?
Well,
what
not
way?
That close.
So how are you different in what way? Are you more active and she's more subtle, or what?
She's more like science type, IT science, very smart, you know, to the point, cold sister, smart sister. But I'm quite opposite of that, I think.
In what way? So what do you like?
I don't know. I like going out to different places, meeting people, challenging a lot of things.
What were you like as a little girl then? Okay, growing up, would you say you were more academic or more sports-minded as
sports,
a little girl?
Yeah, I'm more into sports.
Like, so you played with the boys a lot?
Yeah.
Did you go to a co-ed school when
co-ed,
you were in elementary
yes.
school?
Yeah, Japanese shogakko, junior high as
right.
well.
And then high school.
You know, in Japan, going into high school, you have this huge exam, right? Big exam.
Right.
Still today, I think.
Right.
I failed. So I failed big time and couldn't go to the school I wanted. And the reason I wanted to go to this certain school that was in Kanagawa Prefecture is because they have a very good track and field team.
And you were good at
and
track
and
field.
And my senpai was at the national level and she went there, so I wanted to go. But I failed.
So what did you do after that?
So, I don't know now, but back then, if you're aiming for this school, and it just happened to be very smart school as well, you do a suberi dome, it's like
right.
the second,
yes, right.
and
so
it can't be here, it has to be here.
So you that can't go right
if
to the
you
next
fail,
one.
You know, you,
you
know
have to
for
go
sure, there's no chance that you're going to fail the second one again.
Oh, you
so,
wanna, that's what you do. You don't have to do it that way. But most people will to make
yeah,
sure they get in.
Sort of. So this second, like the backup school was a girls' school in Yokohama. And so I went there for a year, but I didn't like it at all. I loved friends. I made lots of friends, but just school, I didn't like it at all.
You didn't have a strong sports team or something?
No, no sports.
That's what you didn't
like. I don't know. I wasn't happy. You know, I couldn't get over the fact that I failed. I'm like, oh, I missed this school. Back then, in Japanese school, if you don't wait for another year to go to school. You know, you just...
You have to go.
Yeah, you have to go. So I thought the only way for me to get out of this school is to get out of country. So I convinced my parents, like, can you find me something?
What did your father do? What kind of, did your mother work as well?
No, my mother never worked. She was a housewife. And my father was in architect, like building, designing okay. housing.
Right. But he worked for a big company?
No, he was on his own.
Oh, so he had his own
architect
company.
Yeah, he can't work for a company kind of guy. It's like, you know.
So he was, wait, so your father was really, was he really supportive of both you and your sister?
Yes, yes.
But she was more academic type.
Sort of, I mean, yes.
Are you, who's the taller between the two of you?
Taller?
Yeah, who's
my
taller?
My sister's taller.
Oh, she's taller?
Yeah.
Who's stronger?
I don't know, my sister's pretty strong. But physically, probably I had more muscles because I
After
was in
a while.
Sports.
You're right.
Yeah, but everything else, she's pretty strong too.
But you guys had your own rooms, you were separate?
Yeah, separate. Like, for example, I was into, you know, shogi, like Japanese
right.
chess.
You were into shogi.
And I like it, and I learn it, and I okay. got fascinated when I was in junior high, I think.
Right.
But I need someone to play with.
Right.
So I say, I asked my sister, can you join me? And but she played chess maybe, but she
didn't know all the rules
of shogi. So I wrote down, this is how the each koma moves, and right. gave it to her. We did it, and she beat me. So I'm like, okay.
And then what happened after that? How old were you when this happened?
I don't know, like 12, maybe.
And she beat you?
She beat me. I'm like, I've been fascinated. I've been practicing. And then she played for the first time. She beat me. I'm like, damn.
Did you play again with her?
No.
You didn't want to play anymore.
I didn't
with want her.
To play. It's not fun, right? She's like, oh, well. So that kind of sister.
Okay, all right,
you know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
So, okay, so going through school, you go to this second
yeah,
tier school.
Yeah, so it was.
For 1 year, only 1 year.
Kind of went, but missed a lot of school because I didn't like it. You know, I didn't really care. So, teacher would miss me a lot. I missed the tests.
Did she tell your parents?
Yeah, of course. My parents knew that I wasn't happy. Okay. And I wasn't happy that I was doing that. You know, I had to do something. I had to get back on track. And at this rate, I'm not going to be able to compete with other friends who went to the good school for university entrance. I was still in that mind, you know. So I'm like, I got to do something. I got to get out of here. And yeah.
Did you speak any English by that time?
No, not at all. I mean, okay. We study English in Japanese school,
but not to speak.
Like, yeah. This is a pain, kind of.
Right.
So. Luckily, my parents found some kind of Christian organization that would send, it's not an exchange program, but sending Japanese kids to U.S. high school. Because I was 15 or 16, minor. So going overseas alone, I need some,
adult supervision or something.
Yeah, supervision, right. So right. I went with the program, and they sent me to Wichita, Kansas. Which, I mean, I didn't know much about U.S. My parents didn't either. But they explained that Wichita, Kansas is a mid-state, Midwest, fairly flat English, no Japanese, and no craziness, not like East Coast, West Coast.
1990,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and you're 16?
Yes, I was 16, I think.
Okay, so you go there.
Yes.
No English.
No English.
What happened?
So I went to Catholic high school in Wichita, Kansas.
All girls, or was it
co-ed?
Co-ed, okay.
Yes, I think girls' school and boys' school merged a couple years before, and then
right,
so it's
okay.
a co-ed with uniforms and a lot of rich kids. You know,
and
everyone
only,
has a car.
You're the only Asian?
No, I think I had a few more, like one
From where?
Korean.
Oh, that's what they say.
But could be Korean American.
Were you the only Japanese?
I'm the only Japanese.
You're the only Japanese?
I was the only Japanese. And blue eye, blonde kind of community, right? And then their parents are all rich, I could tell. Like big house. The kids had a car. They drive
Pick them
to school.
Up. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, so it was a big cultural shock for me, going from, you know, Tokyo, Yokohama to Wichita, Kansas. I was excited. At the same time, I'm such an alien to those people. So and, you know, maybe I don't speak English, I don't understand what's going on in the class. So, I mean, people didn't know what to do with me, I think.
Okay. No, wait, at that time, did you keep your hair completely black?
Yeah, my hair was black.
Completely black. Yeah. Was it long?
I think so, long.
Okay, okay.
Long straight hair.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so you go there, just tell me, just keep on.
You know, it was a long time ago, so I don't remember, but...
What was your first experience? I mean, when did you start to pick up the language? Because you didn't know the language.
That, I don't even remember.
You don't remember when you started to become...
First year, it was very difficult. I do English class, religion class, music, and U.S. history, and my senior year with the U.S. government, all those subjects.
Did you do ESL? English is a second language? You know, so
no,
we had
no,
to...
nothing like that. You just... thrown into a
class. Nobody's working with you privately to try to get...
No, not really. Not really.
What about your host family?
I had a tutor.
Okay. Home.
Yeah.
What about your host family?
Host family, very nice.
How many kids did they have?
Three kids.
And how? What were their ages? Same age as you?
Same age as mine is the boy, and there are two older sisters.
And they went to the same school?
No. They went to public school.
They went to public school. So you came, so they were really middle class. You went to the school with the rich kids and came home to a middle class family.
Yeah, so.
And how long did you stay there?
I was in high school for 2 years.
In the
States? Yes, junior and senior year in high school. But for some reason, by the time I graduated from this high school, I was ready to study in U.S. university. So I don't know how, but I guess when you're 15, 16, your brain's very soft, you just pick up.
Right.
I don't know how.
And
I can't do that now. But
and you really started studying and everything? So that
I studied. I mean, U.S. history, for example. I don't know what it is, the content, and English. So it was very difficult. So I asked my parents to send a book in Japanese written about U.S. history. So I would, you know, learn about Civil War. I'm like, oh, Civil War, right? So I had to learn what it is first, understand in English, and then I read in English textbook.
You mean
and
understand,
then try to figure
understand
out.
It in Japanese?
In Japanese first.
And then
otherwise, I just reading in English, I had no idea what it means.
So you wanted to get the concept so you'd at least know what you were studying.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that was. So they did that. They sent you a book on U.S. history.
Yeah, a lot of books, about U.S. government as well.
So you became really more academic then. What happened with your sports?
I joined track and field team in my high school. That was one of the best things because you don't have to speak English to make friends. You know, you can run together. I did javelin and long jump, and so I practiced with the team, and it was fun.
But where did you rank? Were you pretty good?
I was pretty good, but you know, okay. I didn't make the state. I mean, the kids in U.S., very athletic, physical abilities, much higher than 16-year-old Japanese. So, yeah, but it was good. It was good,
Yeah. And that's changing now, but I mean, at that time, maybe. For just you while you were there, you know?
That's right, yeah.
That's interesting. So then you stayed there for 2 years, then you came back home?
No, because my parents don't know much about what's going on in the States, and me not knowing really. The only option I saw as a university after high school was this was a Catholic high school. So Catholic university comes and try to get students, right? So there's a representative from Austin, Texas, Catholic school, university, recruiting. So I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I applied, not knowing there are millions other choices. Didn't know that. It looked like nice school, not too big. It's Catholic connections. I'm like, sure. And then I applied, and I got in.
Okay.
So it was as simple as that.
You were in on a scholarship?
No.
They were going to pay for it? Who
no.
had to pay
so
for
I,
it?
I didn't know what scholarship was.
Okay.
Like, not knowing, so I just...
So dad's paid for it.
He didn't pay for it.
And he paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many years were you in college?
4 years.
4 years studying what?
Criminal justice.
What made you decide to study criminal
justice?
Okay,
so I wasn't sure what I'm interested in, like what I want to be. The only thing I wanted to do while I was in the States is to really understand what America is about. This is a new country, who accepted me, I'm here, I'm okay with English by now. Like, okay, I want to try to understand what this US is about. At the time, US was number one and Japan was number two, second largest economy in the world, right? So like, there's gotta be some connections. And now I know Japan is the only ally that, the US is the only ally Japan has, right? So there has to be some connections, I was thinking. But all I see is differences. You know, I don't see any similarities in the US. Everything is different. So I decided maybe I gotta learn more about America. And some people, I guess, study US history or, you know, literature or maybe from Hollywood. But to me, I was always fascinated with law. So I wanted to learn what kind of crimes are existing and why do people commit those crimes and what happens to them, who judges them based on what value and what happens to them afterwards. You know, it tells a lot about one country, I think, in my opinion.
So what did you find out? What's your conclusion now?
Conclusion is very difficult. But I think what at the time in the 90s, right? I think U.S. and Japan have a very different legal system. Everything is written here. It's like based on Roman law. But yours is, U.S. is a common law, right? So it's case by case, right? Nothing is really spelled out except for the basic part, right? So it's still a young country. A lot of things are still in the process of making. So based on common or mass value, you keep creating things. I feel like Japan is so old. Everything is all established and we're sort of living by written law, sort of. So it's a huge difference. Yeah. So very flexible in the US. Whether it's good or bad, I'm not sure, but even interpretation of the law and how people believe or what people believe are still growing and it's flexible usually. Whereas Japan, not so flexible.
I mean, but it is flexible, but not
only
so flexible.
Not so flexible,
right.
Yeah. So it was interesting studying.
You decide to go into law. That's so interesting.
Yeah, but not really in legal profession aspect or anything. I mean, it's okay. Just wanted to study.
You wanted to study. So then what did you end up doing? What did you get a degree in?
So I got into, I found a job actually in Austin, Texas.
I mean, what did you graduate with? What kind of degree?
Criminal justice, just undergrad.
And you
I didn't go to law school or anything.
Well, so yeah, have you been able to use that in any kind of way?
No, not at all. Not at all.
But it had to give you some insights into things that you can apply, maybe not directly, but indirectly.
But I wasn't really interested in going to criminologies or anything. So at age 22, I really didn't know what I want to be,
okay,
what I want to do. I had so much fun studying it, but didn't know what I want to do with it.
Right. But you knew you didn't want to become a lawyer. You knew you didn't want to get into that aspect of it at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's U.S. I'm not a U.S. citizen, and I wasn't sure what I could do with that. I was just fascinated.
Did you want to come back home? Did you want?
No, I wanted to stay a little longer, and just as simply as I found the university, I found a job in Austin, Texas. They were looking for some Japanese speaking.
Now you've already been in this. You've already been in the States for 6 years now.
6 years. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you get your job in Austin.
But it was an IT company. That company has merged into some other company already, so it doesn't exist. But it was a startup company with maybe 70, 80 people. The company developed a software to control production process, like refineries and chemicals, pulp and paper power. You know, it's a very black box process in making, like crude oil going in and then some chemical coming out. So there's a process, like refinery, for example. So our company created a software to predict what goes in, what comes out, sort of. But if you want this outcome, what can you do to control the input, kind of? It's a tech software. So I worked in that company. So they had clients in Japan. And they wanted to hire someone who can help with sales and marketing for Japanese and Asia, rest of Asia. So I'm like, okay, I can help. I knew nothing about, you know, this kind of neural network software technology process.
But no one else did either, except for that company. That was their project. That was theirs.
Yes.
So you knew they'd have to teach you.
Yes.
Right.
But I'm not tech support or anything. I'm in sales and marketing, so I just need to find clients, talk to them, introduce, and do sales and process. So I said I could do that.
How long did you do it?
I did until, I don't remember, 2000. I don't quite remember, 7 years maybe. But this company sent me back to Japan actually to open up
after
an office.
Oh, as soon as you got the job?
After 1 year.
After 1 year, so you'd only stayed in the States for 8 years then?
That's right.
Okay,
and then 8 years.
Yeah. 7, 8 years. Then you came back
here? I came back.
To where? Tokyo?
Tokyo, yeah. And I helped this Austin, Texas tech company open up their first Asian office.
What were you considered when you came here? What was your title?
I don't remember, but sales and marketing.
You're the only person, or did
no,
they?
No, we have four, like two engineers and one more sales and marketing.
So you had an office you guys actually set up?
We set up an office.
Okay.
Like first small apartment, sort of. In
you had
Akasaka.
To do that for them, right?
Or did they partly, know? Partly,
right.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know what.
But I was 25 or 23 or 4,
okay.
So I'm the youngest, of course, and there's other guys.
But you're the only Japanese in it.
I was, no.
They hired someone else here?
They hired someone.
Okay.
I don't exactly remember. Okay. I think we borrowed people from one of our client engineering company.
Okay.
Yeah. And
were you the only one that could speak both languages?
There were one more.
A guy that was there?
One other guy who came from Austin. But okay. He was fired afterwards.
After what's words?
After he was also sent from U.S. to Japan.
But he didn't last long?
He didn't last long.
Okay.
And so I'm sort of left, and I became a representative director at like age 26. So that's one thing about, one thing I love about American people is the president of this company in Austin, Texas. It won't happen in Japanese companies, right? But he is like, you can do it. You can do it. You know, you're already there. You started up a small office. Just take on. So he let me do it.
At 26?
Yeah. He didn't doubt.
But did you doubt?
I had a little doubt.
Big time.
I mean, I don't know what to expect.
Okay,
right?
What did he do? Did he give you the salary? Did he give you a package with this? Or did he just say you take it over?
Yeah, he gave me a good package.
And you were able to get a nice apartment and everything?
Oh, no, I was living with my parents back then.
Wait, so did you stay with your parents when he gave you this position?
So...
Wait, you know more now. Was the package really the package you should have gotten for what he was asking you to do now?
I think so. I was happy.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And I remember I wasn't sure if I'm qualified or if I can expand sales and marketing into Taiwan and Korea all by myself. Like, I had to hire people as well and get a better office and everything. So I asked my father. He was driving me to work one day because we lived together. I'm like, should I do it? You know, I have no idea. I don't know what to expect. And then he told me, something like, yeah, why not? Just take it. And he said something in Japanese, meaning you, something like you start behaving and thinking like a CEO if you become one. Before you become one, thinking about it, you're not gonna get it. But you become one and you start acting and thinking one or something like that.
I understand what you're saying, yes.
I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
How long did you do it?
4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, now what did you accomplish from the time? When you started it, you hadn't expanded anywhere, right? When you started
A little bit. From Austin, Texas, right?
Okay.
It wasn't enough to communicate with all clients in Japan.
So what were you able to achieve in your 4 years?
So we did a direct sales and marketing as well with chemical companies. I did a lot of presentations to pulp and paper companies, power companies, and also one of the achievement is we set up alliance with a process automation company. So process automation company is the hardware distributor, and we wanted to tie up with hardware company as software company and sell it as a package, like sell your hardware with our software in it. So we did that with two large Japanese companies. So that was good.
That was under you?
With me, yeah.
I mean, we had a team, you were over it.
Yeah, we had a team.
Of course, I understand that. But yeah. I mean, that was under your guidance, of course.
Yeah. I had a very good boss still in the U.S. You're still in good contact with him.
That's nice. That's
Sir,
nice.
I don't know, 20 years.
25 years.
Wow. But I still contact. I
mean, whenever you have a good relationship like that, it always lasts.
Yes.
It lasts a lifetime. Because
I have very good support, both from U.S. and my former boss.
That's good. Does the company still exist?
No, so at IT Bubble Burst, and this U.S. company had to shut down all overseas offices. So I closed the... I had to fire everyone, let go everyone in the company, and I had to liquidate the company.
That had to be hard, huh?
It was hard.
I can imagine, especially letting go of the people, yeah.
Yeah, but we try to, you know, do it right.
So
everyone understood because we're not firing them. We had to shut down the operation.
You don't have any way to give them any more income.
Yeah, we have no choice.
Right. Did you have to file bankruptcy here?
Yeah, just the liquidation process. Yeah. But, you know, being young, it's everything is experience. Like,
tell me about it. Most people will never experience that.
Yeah.
And to go through that.
It was interesting.
So where did you lead? Had you met your husband already?
No.
Okay.
Not back then. Right. So, yeah, it was hard, but... I don't remember. After that, I took a year off, I think. Like, wanted to do something completely different.
But you're still in your 20s. You were like 20.
Yeah, so I think I volunteered in a local library or something.
Okay.
Just wanted to.
Right. Just have no responsibility.
Yeah. And then opportunity came because somebody was looking for a startup member for a Singaporean real estate investment firm. They're trying to set up an office in Tokyo. I said, okay, I don't know anything about real estate, but I know how to start up a company. So I went and I got the job. So it was just two people on day one, on my first day, president and myself. So we set up a desk and chairs and phones, and I set up accounting system and everything.
Now this guy's Japanese.
He's Japanese.
All right, and he had a real estate license?
Yes, he was experienced in investment, real estate investment.
Okay, but he had his license for real estate? Who?
No, he's not a broker, but he's been doing investment for funds.
Okay.
So he knew what to look for and how to purchase. So I worked with him, and our team grew to 3, 4, 5, 6 people, and eventually I started doing acquisition of real estate sourcing, acquisition, and asset management for the funds. So that's how I became familiar with this industry now, completely different from IT.
Right.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
How long did you stay there?
So it's kind of, I did it for the first 2 years, and you know, being rebellious, you could tell, I had some issues with this president, so I said goodbye, and I left.
After 3 years?
Yeah, 2 years. 2 years.
2 years, 2 years.
And I went to a headhunting firm to look for other opportunities, and I got headhunted by a headhunter. I'm like, why don't you kind of stay here and, you know, work with your industry knowledge? I'm like, oh, okay, it could be good. So that's where I met my husband.
Because right, he was working with the same executive search company.
Right,
yes.
At the time.
Right.
But didn't really enjoy the work. So after a while, I went back to the same firm, actually, to the same president that I had a fight with. He took me back, so I said, okay, thank you. And I'm still there now. Since then. So this is like my 19th year.
19th year? How big is the company? How many people? Same six people?
Six, seven by now.
But doing the same business.
Doing the same business.
Oh, that is a story. That's good. One child and husband later. Or one husband and child later.
So I feel like I only left the company to meet my husband and then came back, right? So it was interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
How life takes. So whatever comes, I take. And if it's different, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's different from what I studied or what my previous job was. Like, I don't really think about, I just go with it.
And you've been
like
enjoying it?
Yeah, I've been enjoying. Yeah.
That's good.
But I told you, I'm ready to step out. I mean, 19 years is a very long time. So I said,
well, usually people keep a job for a lifetime. You mean 19 years is a long time.
That's right, that's right. But to me, I'm like, okay, I think this is enough. So there are a lot of new people coming.
You know he's
going to
see this. You know he's going to see this. You sure you want that to
no,
be in
so,
there?
No, so I'm actually becoming an advisor of this company, not the
so he knows that.
Acting manager, yeah. Yes.
What do you think you want to do?
I don't know. I turned 50. This year. I'm like, oh, this is it. Like, I want to do completely. I want to do something fun, more fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I have to enjoy more.
All right.
Yeah.
What about Saga? Are you guys going to do something? You have a company you guys thinking about doing together or something?
Yeah, I think so. We made a company already in July.
That does what?
I don't know. We just made
it. What do you have it registered to do?
Real estate advisory and IT advisory. You know, what he does, what I do.
Okay.
But
you can talk. It doesn't matter.
What we really want to do is I want to create a campsite, like a RV park.
Yes,
Because there are RV parks in Japan, but not to the quality that I want.
Oh, so you want to have a glamping.
Not
glamping,
I mean, glamping is there, but it's too expensive and too fancy.
So you went in between that?
Yeah, yeah.
And camping?
But for camping car, for RV.
Okay.
Yeah, so that RV traveler can sort of rest and
in
use
Japan.
Facility in Japan.
There's the space here, especially if they're not, you know, in the major cities.
Right, and there's Michinoleki, and there's a service area on the highway. Japan has all the infrastructures, they're missing for nice and comfortable
campground.
Rest area,
right.
But only for RV.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not too expensive, but it's nice.
There's so many places like that here, because I ride my motorcycle around usually every year around all of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to Hokkaido a lot. I've been around all of Honshu. I've been to Shikoku. The only place I haven't been on my bike yet is Kyushu. Because the times, but I'll be able to do it now, because the times I usually want to go is when they're having all the typhoons.
Ah, yes.
So I miss it. So I'm going to have to go earlier, and I might do it this next year.
Yeah, Kyushu's nice.
Yeah. Nice. I've been there by car. I've done all the islands by car, but I want to do everything by bike.
Right.
Yeah. Mommy, you heard what I asked your husband, and that was what he'd do if he could go back in time and meet a younger him. What would you do if you could go back and speak to a younger mommy and give her advice? Or would you do that at all?
Yeah, I would.
You would? How old would you be and what would you tell her?
I don't know. I would probably go back to the time I went to the States for the first time, 16. I would tell to just enjoy it. You know, don't be scared it's hard not to be scared when you go to a different country and you're basically an alien, right? And you're looked at that way. Or maybe stupid because I didn't speak English. People thought I was dumb or something. I would say being scared or afraid is really silly. You know, it's all in your head. So why don't you just enjoy it all? Just enjoy it, right?
That's
then
good.
Then we'll be good.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. For having
me.
I
want to thank all of you for watching or listening to this pod. And remember, it's all unknown, so continue to reach for the stars.
Because you're too blessed to be stressed.